This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Globally, more than 665,000 people died from COVID-19. It's more than 150,000 deaths in the United States, more than 90,000 in Brazil. The number of worldwide infections hits a milestone of 17 million, while the number of U.S. infections exceeds 4.4 million and 2.5 million in Brazil. Japan has indicated that the current coronavirus situation in the country does not require a return of state of emergency. That's according to the government's top spokesman. Asked about the record number of cases from a day earlier exceeding 1,000 for the first time, the chief cabinet secretary, Yoshihide Suga, repeated that the current situation did not warrant a state of emergency at this time. As the world races to find a vaccine and a treatment for COVID-19, there is seemingly no antidote in sight for the burgeoning outbreak of coronavirus conspiracy theories, hoaxes, anti-mask myths, and sham cures. The phenomenon unfolding largely on social media escalated this week when U.S. President Donald Trump retweeted a false video about an anti-malarial drug being a cure for the virus. And it was revealed that Russian intelligence is spreading disinformation about the crisis through English language websites. Experts worry the torrent of bad information is dangerously undermining efforts to slow the spread of the virus. A Chinese drug company, Sinopharm, and Piranha State have agreed to launch the fourth major COVID-19 vaccine trial in Brazil and will seek regulatory approval in the next 2 weeks. A trial by Sinopharm would join phase 3 trials already announced in Brazil by several companies. This is VOA News. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is resting comfortably after undergoing a non-surgical medical procedure on a bile duct stent on Wednesday at a New York hospital. Ginsburg, at 87, is the oldest member of the U.S. Supreme Court and its senior liberal justice, and expects to be released from Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center by the end of the week after doctors revised a bile duct stent that was originally placed in August of 2019. She had a series of health issues and said 2 weeks ago she was receiving chemotherapy treatment for a recurrence of cancer after biopsy revealed lesions on her liver. Ginsburg was treated for pancreatic cancer in 2019 and 2009, for lung cancer in 2018, colon cancer in 1999. Her health is closely watched because a Supreme Court vacancy could give Republican President Donald Trump the opportunity to appoint a third justice to the 9-member court and move it further to the right. Politically, you know, the court currently has a 5-4 conservative majority, including two justices appointed by Mr. Trump. That's Brett Kavanaugh in 2018 and Neil Gorsuch in 2017. Mexico's Supreme Court voted down an injunction that could have decriminalized abortions in the conservative Catholic country. 4 out of the 5 Supreme Court judges voted against the case. Activists hoped a positive ruling would have paved the way for abortion to be decriminalized nationally. In a 2008 Supreme Court ruling, Mexico's states were given the right to set their own health policies, including an abortion, but 8 now, just 2 of Mexico's 32 states allow for legalized abortion. A U.S. federal judge has blocked a Trump administration rule that could deny green cards to immigrants over use of public benefits from being applied during the pandemic. In issuing the preliminary nationwide injunction, U.S. District Judge George Daniels in Manhattan said that adverse government action against immigrants is particularly dangerous during a pandemic. An email seeking comment was sent to the Justice Department. Under the new guidelines, immigrants applying for permanent residency must show they would not be burdens to the country, and expands the factors that immigration officials could use to make that judgment. Protesters in a U.S. city of Portland, Oregon, have camped out the federal courthouse amid continuous conflicts, saying what they want are positive changes and de-escalation of violence. Protests against police brutality and racism have been going on in Portland for over 2 months following the death of George Floyd. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.